You scared me. I wasn't expecting you home for another half hour at least. Well, welcome home, darling. What brings you home so early? A lack of traffic? Really? I suppose that makes sense. Of course not. I can't say I'm disappointed. Not even in the slightest. Though, I guess that it means you're going to have to wait a little bit longer for dinner to be ready. Well, I was expecting you later, so I procrastinated a little bit and didn't start cooking until, I had hoped to be done by the time that you got home, but, well, now that you're here, makes things a bit more difficult. Well, it's all in the pressure cooker now. I don't have to do much. We just have to wait. Is something the matter? Did I not cook what you want? Well then, what's wrong? You poor thing. Why don't you let me, help you? Well, you can lay your head in my lap, and you could tell me about what it is that's bothering you. And I could, I'll maybe give you a little scalp massage. Or rub your shoulders, or, I don't know, your hands. Good. Now, come here. Lay your head down on my soft pillows. My legs, you idiot. There. I'll make you forget about all your stresses. What's wrong? You didn't want me to massage your scalp? Sorry, I just assumed you normally do. I see. So you just like to unload? To vent. No, it's totally understandable, darling. I can't for a second imagine the kind of day that you've had. How stressful it must have been for you to be in such a bad way like this. Even though you work so hard, you always come home bright and cheery and ready to help out in whatever way it is that I might need for you to. But today is different. You're different. So, whatever it is, I'm here for you. And you can tell me anything. Whatever it is that might be bothering you. Go on. I'm all ears, honey. I see. It seems it's hard to talk about. While your face is scrunching up whenever you discuss it, I can tell you're quite upset. How about we start small? Yeah, and we can work our way up. Well, you could tell me what it is you ate for lunch, or which of your friends did you see at work? I don't know if you saw any good things. Maybe if we start off with the good things, it'll make it easier to unload all the bad things that happened. What do you think? All right then. So, did you eat the lunch that I packed for you? Or did you go eat something out? You did? My face is not turning red. It just... You saw the note, too? You didn't read it in front of anyone, did you? Well, you didn't read it at all. No, you don't have to read it now. It's, well, you've just been working so hard, so I thought maybe I'd leave you a little note about what we could do when you got home. But, you didn't read it anyway, so it's fine. You're really going to make me tell you? Oh, you're right. It was my idea. I've got to commit. Okay. Well, like I said, you've just been working so hard lately. Well, I was, feeling a little spontaneous, and, I thought maybe if I left a little note describing to you what I, wanted to do to you when you got home, maybe it would inspire you to get through the day. But you didn't even read it. What? You want me to recant it to you? Oh. All right. Committed to my actions as much as I committed to you, my love. Well, I was, particularly horny when I wrote it. I just, well, you're getting ready for work, and I was packing your lunch and... Well, you left the door cracked while you were changing, and I got a glimpse. And I know I totally see you naked every day, but I don't know. You just looked so good. So I wrote the note, and it was something like, that when you got home, I wanted you to, pick me up over your shoulders and, I'm getting to it. Fuck me on the dining room table. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know. It's just... You've never done it there, so... I don't know. Like I said, I was feeling spontaneous and... I was really horny. Yeah, I don't know. The table just came to me. It was stupid anyway, so... Let's just forget about it, okay? Shut up. You did not. You, think it's a good idea? Well, I suppose, if you really wanted to, then sure, we could do it on the table. Is this, like, sort of kinky? Well, I don't know. We usually are pretty vanilla, I think. I don't know either, but... I do like the sound of it. You didn't really have to throw me over your shoulders. Oh, God, you didn't have to throw me down so hard either. I think I hurt my tailbone a little. You're being quite rough. No way. I think I kind of like it. Oh. can't put them in your mouth. Yeah. Sliding your fingers. Surprised you even managed to slip one in. Angle your fingers upwards a bit. Like that. Yeah, like that. What the hell? You're not even gonna give me a second to breathe? Fuck. Okay. Sure. Let me help you unbutton these. Fuck. Sure, yeah. Just pull them right off. No condom? Or anything? Oh, shit, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Come here. I'll spit on it, if that's what you want. You're sure you don't even want to? It's not too rough. Oh, fuck. this how I like it. Oh, fuck. It was new, it was different. I really liked it. We should have rough sex like that more often, don't you think? Really? You want to? Okay. How about you go hop in the shower and I'll meet you there, Well, because someone has to start a load of all this laundry that's on the floor now. Go on. Get the glass nice and foggy for me. If you're lucky, I'll press my ass up against it for you. Go on, babe.